Well, it certainly could be, and I think one thing to emphasize that some other people have sort of touched on a little bit, but I mean, I think in some ways we can understand his decision to want to stay in China, because historically speaking, the activists that have accepted asylum and have left China have found that they're really not able to have that their impact within China is diminished significantly. So I think it's probably best to understand his decision to stay from that, perspective of he wants to maintain, an ability to affect change. But at the same time, whether or not he can do that is almost entirely dependent on the government keeping its promises. I mean, if they put him back under house arrest and, with no phone access or anything like that, the way that he was before, he can't do anything. So I mean, I think it's a big risk on his,
Oh,
from his perspective to stay.
absolutely, big risk, and I can. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but mark my words, they will put him under some form of house arrest. For all I know, yeah.
So you feel that way. What do you feel, Anthony?
I wonder about the cause and effect. I think it's safe to assume that he'll be under surveillance. But I think maybe how much the government meddles in his life from here on out depends on it depends on what he does, but also depends on what kind of reaction other people take to him. Because if he is a rallying cry for activists in China, if this is seen as a monumental victory for Chinese activists, then that could cause trouble for the government, and they certainly would not want that.